Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
I'm ready. Access radio every way you want it on planetaudio.org.nz.
Now we step into the dark. into the dark. Step into the dark.
I'm a shadow since you're gone. Just a shadow in the dawn that breaks in the sand. A shadow lost in shadowland. My poor heart just flew away when it realized one day the dreams that we planned would only
out of shadow land. watch my friend run with the ponies. Said his whole life he loved them. Back of the car, eyes were closing, they were closing. Oh, it's all right. My friend over the rainbow said that was his favorite picture. Sweet talking eyes were joking, they were joking. Oh, it's all right. Set his whole
Never miss your favourite shows again. Click onto planetaudio.org.nz.
I can't be here anymore. Just want it to be over. Over. Wanna walk where the clouds are big and covered in clover.
Clouds of clover.
I'm sorry I ever called. Should've never, ever, ever picked up the phone.
Should've forgot your number.
It's turned into a scary dream. I never wanted that at all. I never really thought you would answer. Now it's a big blown up thing. I wish you hadn't been at home when the telephone rang. The telephone rang. I've looked in faces that just looked away. The eyes were dim and clouded.
Can't see a thing.
The pain of living with the hand that's dealt is more than I can stand.
Can you take it?
Can you take it?
Can you take it?
I can't forget all the mistakes I made. It'd take a lifetime to erase them.
No, I can't go back.
And even that would never change a thing. And I can't waste any more time.
Time's a waste. Time's a waste.
I never really thought you would answer. Now it's a big blown up thing. I wish you hadn't been at home when the telephone rang. When the telephone rang. My friends are few. We're crossing that big mountain.
Almost to the top. Almost to the top.
Sky fills up with the stars and moon and rain. Pours like a fountain.
Water falling down.
Oh, I could sit here in the midnight air and look at what this life takes from me.
And what it gives to you.
And count the reasons why I can't stand myself. Just had to say these things anyway. I never really thought you would answer. Now it's a big blown up thing. I wish you hadn't been at home when the telephone rang. When the telephone rang. Hooray!
Close to New Orleans, New York. lucky. Got my toe in home. Oh, oh, baby, back where I belong. Back home, down in Blackstrap. Oh, get back lucky. Oh, 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 oh. Well, now get back to the home. Well, now get back to the home. Well, now get back to the home.
Without a love of just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for.
E ala moro fa itete ya fiangol soifua I fa mai, o suingol soifuanga yanga mata avilingo o le ola fa le tangata, o le ava malosi, o le tapaa maisi o a fianga e tele. Fa fafonga mai lau pon kalame o lo soifua maloloina, ita ya o so lulu o vayaso ta itasi le lima minuti e te aile itu la iwa, au inatu ya te oe le si fafonga o kilani le 104.6 Planet FM.
Si Sri Lanka, eki edesha udesa pahandora.
Lopura visiri sidna Sri Lanka ko bagesi tum petum ketikere. Nau Sri Lanka spur sangvidane tilnakaran. Si Sri Lanka sajevi guamiduli edesatahan. Samasikura da dinakam. Ratri hatai visipahata. Talentaudio.org.nz/Sri Lanka. Bebadiya tuninda. Ubara savandiya heka.
Do you find it hard to speak or read English? Do you find it hard to help your kids with schoolwork or understand their school reports? Is it difficult to read your bills or use computers or devices? If you live north of the Harbour Bridge, contact literacynorthshore.org. Literacy North Shore can help you do better free. Literacy North Shore. Phone 444-0420. Literacy North Shore.
It was very still and lonely now beside the river. If any human had been here this hour, he would have remarked the strangeness of this winter's night, would have sensed perhaps the pulsing loneliness of this thing created of night and snow and loneliness. But he could not have felt the wonder and beauty without wishing to somehow arrest and make fast and secure the part of himself that would feel drawn to the something here. If you have watched a bird flying away in the dusk over your head on the mission birds have at this evening time, you will better understand how anyone in the night beside this river would feel hurt and frightened at being only what he was. He would feel only the sense of his corporal presence and would surely realize it insufficient to the knowledge needed to become a part of this thing of night and loneliness. He would have been a liver in cities, the definite little men who live in little cities built to a giant's plan. I would not speak of that. We are not snakes to crawl from out that which we are into, what we cannot ever be. I am trying to say that the loneliness and desperate wisdom of the river this winter night would be an act and an achievement, not needing the presence of any human to call it into being. I spoke of the bird because I myself could not visualize the river in its impersonal life tonight, and I wish to set up something that you, as well as I, could understand, hoping in that way to find courage to go on to the saying of the thing that the river is. I thought to say it so you would understand, but I cannot. What I have to say has little to do with what the river is under its snow and ice tonight. I want to tell you of the death today of someone I love. After thinking of many ways in which it might be beautifully told, I finally decided to tell it in this way. You will understand that I do not feel about it in this way, but I have already told you that the mystery of the river is not to be in anything which I may say to you of it. It may be that only one such as myself, who has a direct communication from the river, could understand what there are no words to tell of. I thought of doing it in this way. I would write the history of this river, a history covering one day. Early this morning, I would say, there was a light fall of snow. Later in the day, a thick blanket of snow fell, covering and obscuring all traces of the life which had moved over the ice. And finally, I would go on, toward evening, the snow ceased to fall, and what there was of everything that had been on the river today was now forever gone, ridden under in the stillness and the sleep of the snow. The loneliness I spoke of as being of the river is really mine, and I am trying to push it far enough to make it hers too. I cannot, you must see, do this by any method in the telling of it, but only by concentration of the few hints I have received by thinking of the river and the bird as somehow a message from her. And in the desire to tell this, without losing that sense of kinship with the loneliness of the river and the bird flying to the dusk, I thought of making the footprints in that early morning snow the record of a pilgrimage into the haven of this loneliness. But always I was brought up, leaning on this fabric of the idea, not being able to quite forget the tragic concreteness in the number of footprints coming down to the river's edge and the number of footprints which were made in leaving. That was to have been the history covering one day of the river in the snow. She had brown hair. And I was afraid that in the record of this day I could not, however hard I tried, forget that the footprints had ever been anything other than the symbols which I had made of them. Now, in despair of ever telling this thing as it is to me, I would go to the river tonight and live for myself the story which I cannot tell. But I am afraid. Perhaps this is all empty and untrue. The strange thoughts which I have tried to make clear to you regarding how I feel with her dead are less strange, surely, than the careless gift of the river in taking her in death to be with the dead. I cannot tell you what it is I am trying to say. I want only to tell you that she is dead, and that it is not possible for me to know this in the way I can feel the inhuman beauty of this river which has killed her. It is as though I am become heir to the reasoning of the river and the bird, and I cannot hope to tell you of it. In the morning, there were footprints leading down. But this is not the history of the river covering one day. But I want only to tell you.
Suspendimos el bembé.
whole world of radio on planetaudio.org.nz.
Mm-hmm. Janmabhoomi, your weekly Sinhalese program, sponsored by the United Sri Lanka Association Auckland Branch, is brought to you every Wednesday at 8:15 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6. Program includes current affairs, historical episodes, radio drama, popular songs, cultural information, and many more. Now also available on www.planetaudio.org.nz. Janmabhoomi, every Wednesday at 8:15 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6.
Sinhala news, interviews, and Sinhala music. Kamini Sirivaka proudly brings you
Ran Dirana, Radio Sri Lanka.
Radio Sri Lanka.
From Auckland, New Zealand to Sri Lankan listeners around the world. Ran Dirana, Sunday show. Sunday afternoons live on Planet FM 104.6. If you miss the show, you can listen again online.
planetaudio.org.nz/Ran Dirana.
The impact of alcohol and drug abuse can be shattering for the substance abuser, for families. Jobs, money, and health go down the drain, and the addicted person can be stripped of all they value. But there are ways back, and CADS can help. Community Alcohol and Drug Services have clinics throughout Auckland. No appointment is necessary, and when you're ready, CADS will help. Just walk into the clinics in North, South, East, West or Central Auckland or phone 845 1818. That's 845 1818. For more information, go to www.cads.org.nz.
Starry sky, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me how? It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Ooh, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me?
Mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela, menina que vem e que passa, um doce balanço, caminho do mar. moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
And tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. So sadly, how can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
strangers framed in exciting change in my butcher's blade. A symbol on the ceiling with the flick of a switch. Yeah, my newfound hero in the enemy's ditch. Yeah. Well, somebody, something was left in the room. And now that it's gone, well, of course we assume somebody else needed something so bad. They took everything somebody had.